This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. A coalition of nonpartisan voting rights groups says at least 70 Wisconsin communities are not offering unattended absentee ballot drop boxes this fall. That's despite a state Supreme Court ruling in July that okayed return of the boxes used in the 2020 presidential election, but did not require the mailbox-like containers. The coalition held a news conference Tuesday in Brookfield to highlight that conservative Milwaukee suburb not having the drop boxes. Brookfield alderperson Mike Hallquist spoke at the event. He says it's not easy for some people to go inside a building and return an absentee ballot during daylight office hours.
You know, for me, I'm not too far removed from when my wife worked 12-hour shifts at a hospital. So her ability to meet office work hours was challenging. I'm not too far removed from having two kids in diapers and car seats. So as my fellow parents will understand, getting kids out of a car to go inside to a building, maybe having a line, is a much different experience than simply dropping something off.
Hallquist says the lack of a drop box may also make it harder for people with disabilities to return a ballot. Brookfield resident Julie Burrish says her child is one such person.
The elimination of voting drop boxes is simply cruel and most likely, and I hate to say this, but most likely a partisan move to deny this population the right and the human dignity and the convenience to vote. Elections occur only a few times a year, and the administration of drop boxes seems to be minimal. This is not a 365-day-a-year task for our municipality.
Burrish later told WUWM that she supports Democrat Kamala Harris for president and says Republicans may be trying to limit use of the drop boxes. Brookfield Mayor Steve Ponto responded to a request for comment by sending WUWM a city staff report and letter saying Brookfield has a doorbell at handicapped parking lot stalls outside City Hall that people can ring and staff will come out to collect the ballot. The documents also say Brookfield would have to install a camera at an outdoor drop box currently used for utility payments and that COVID-19 is no longer a threat like it was 4 years ago. Sam Liebert of All Voting is Local Wisconsin says regarding the at least 70 communities in the state not using absentee ballot drop boxes, he sometimes hears it's a financial or logistical issue.
But most of them are banning or not using drop boxes because of the big lie that somehow 2020 was stolen or it was rigged or that there's ballot harvesting going on. It's simply not true. As a former clerk, I mean, in order to rig an election in Wisconsin, you would have to have Republicans and Democrats working together. You would have to have a bipartisan effort. And if you're overturning the election, why is it only the presidential? Why didn't they rig the assembly and congressional seats and every other race under the sun if they're rigging elections? So it's a fallacy.
There are more than 1,800 municipalities in Wisconsin and no statewide rules on reporting use of drop boxes. The Voting Rights Coalition says people may have to contact their local clerk to see if the boxes are offered or ask that one be installed outside in an easy-to-access location. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.